recalling the events of the last few days. He took the sword free, allowing anger and hatred to build inside him. Antigra straightened the cloak about her son. She stared into his vengeful eyes, murmuring in a low voice so that those waiting outside could not hear.
That's more like it. Remember this. As long as the otter lives, you cannot really call yourself leader of the Jaskazan. Keep that in mind and hunt as you have never hunted before. When you do catch up with him, slay him by any means, fair or foul. Only then can you return here to claim your full title. Go now.
Grisul awaited Groven outside the tent. The seer had 8 vermin with her, fully armed. She waited until Antigra came out to join her before speaking.
Groven Zan Jaskazan, I have chosen 8 of our best to go with thee. Ephara, Dagrab, Ribro, Grobait, Milkai, Rabad, Rawback, and Valag Bowbeast. Command them well, and bring back the head of the traitor Tagarung. Thy mother and I will go with thee as far as the spot where Sorni Wrath lies slain. You will pick up the trail from there. You, warriors, guard your chief with your lives. If you return here without him, you will all die.
From their open tents and around cooking fires, the clan watched as Antigra and Groven led the hunting party out of the clearing. Through the summer-dappled trees of Mossflower they trotted, heading north for the oak tree where the murders occurred. Grisul travelled at the rear with one of Sorni's most trusted lieutenants, the weasel Ephara. He was a big taciturn beast, well versed in the art of death. Grisul had instructed him precisely. He knew what to do should Groven shrink from his mission or show fear. Accidents could always happen out among the woodlands.